History of New Jersey, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. http://en.wikipedia.org. The written history of New Jersey began with the exploration of the Jersey coast by Giovanni de Verrazzano in 1524, though the region had been settled for millennia by Native Americans. At the time of European contact, the area was populated by tribes of Lenape. The New Jersey region soon came under the control of the Swedes and the Dutch, resulting in a struggle in which the Dutch were victorious. However, the Dutch colony of New Netherland was seized by the British in 1664. New Jersey was one of the original 13 colonies that joined the American Revolutionary War in 1776. It signed the Articles of Confederation in 1779, with Princeton acting as the nation's capital for 4 months in 1783. New Jersey became independent after the American Revolutionary War, in which several crucial battles were fought in New Jersey, resulting in American victories. In 1787, New Jersey was the third state to join the United States of America. In the 19th century, New Jersey cities led the nation into the Industrial Revolution and provided soldiers for many of the wars the United States fought, including 88,000 soldiers for the American Civil War. The state became a component of the Underground Railroad. The state's transportation system continued to improve with the construction of canals and more rail lines, which helped industrialization further develop. During the early 1900s, New Jersey prospered but weakened in the Great Depression in the 1930s. During World War II and the Cold War, New Jersey's shipyards and military bases played an important role in the defense of the United States. In the 1960s, New Jersey was the site of several race riots and the Glassboro Summit Conference between American President Lyndon Johnson and Soviet Premier Alexei Kosygin. Section 1. Prehistory. Around 180 million years ago, during the Jurassic period, New Jersey bordered North Africa. The pressure of the collision between North America and Africa gave rise to the Appalachian Mountains. During this time period, Pangaea broke apart into Laurasia and Gondwana, and the North American continent became separated from the North African continent. Around 18,000 years ago, the Ice Age resulted in glaciers that reached New Jersey. As the glaciers retreated, they left behind Lake Passaic, as well as many rivers, swamps, and gorges. New Jersey was first settled by a Native American group known as the Lenni Lenape, called the Delaware Indians by European settlers. The Lenape were loosely organized groups that practiced small-scale agriculture, mainly based on corn, in order to increase their largely mobile hunter-gatherer society in the region surrounding the Delaware River, the lower Hudson River, and western Long Island Sound. The Lenape society was divided into matrilinear clans that were based upon common female ancestors. These clans were organized into three distinct phratries identified by their animal sign, turtle, turkey, and wolf. They first encountered the Dutch in the early 1600s, and their primary relationship with the Europeans was through fur trade. Section 2. Colonial History. In 1524, Giovanni de Verrazzano explored the Jersey coast. New Jersey's Cape May was discovered in 1609 by Sir Henry Hudson in the service of the Dutch East India Company. Captain Cornelius Jacobson May, a Dutch explorer, also explored the New Jersey and Delaware Bay area. Cape May was named after May, as was Cape May, New Jersey, and Cape May County. New Netherland. Much of New Jersey was claimed by the Dutch before the arrival of the British. The Dutch colony of New Netherland consisted of parts of modern New York and New Jersey. Although the European principle of land ownership was not recognized by the Lenape, Dutch policy required formal purchase of all land settled upon, and the first such purchase was of Manhattan by Peter Minuit. The first settlement on land that was to become modern New Jersey was at Pavonia, now Jersey City, in 1629. The last Dutch governor was Peter Stuyvesant, who was unpopular with his subjects because he tried to restrict religious freedom. The Flushing Remonstrance of 1657 objected to his ban on Quakers as an infringement on the residents as Christians and as Dutch citizens. Peter Stuyvesant used military coercion in order to accomplish some of his goals, which only made him less liked. At New Netherland's height, 6,000 inhabitants resided in the colony. New Sweden. In addition, some of southwestern New Jersey was settled by the Swedes by the mid-1600s. New Sweden, founded in 1638, rose to its height under Governor Johan Bjornson Prince, 1643 to 1653. Led by Prince, the settlement extended as far north as Fort Christina on both sides of the Delaware River. He helped to improve the military and commercial status of the colony by constructing Fort Nya Elfsborg, which is now near Salem, on the east side of the Delaware River. This action prevented the river from being easily taken by the English and Dutch, who were also trying to expand into the New World. The Swedish and Finnish colonists generally lived in peace with their Dutch and Lenape neighbors. Under the last governor of New Sweden, Johan Rising, the Swedes captured Fort Casimir, now Newcastle, Delaware, which was close to Fort Christina and later named Fort Trinity by the Swedes. This action provoked a furious Governor Stuyvesant, who, in revenge, sent 7 armed Dutch ships and 317 soldiers to the Delaware River the next summer. Realizing it was hopeless, the outnumbered Swedes surrendered Fort Trinity and surrendered Fort Christina 2 weeks later. In 1655, the Dutch completely took over these lands and annexed them to New Netherland. Province. From the colony of New Netherland, the Dutch interfered with Britain's transatlantic trade with its North American colonies. Insisting that John Cabot had been the first to discover North America, the British granted the land that now encompasses New Jersey to the Duke of York, who ordered Colonel Richard Nicholls to take over the area. In September 1664, a British fleet under Nicholls' command sailed into what is now New York Harbor and seized the colony. The British received little resistance, perhaps due to the unpopularity of the Dutch governor, Peter Stuyvesant. After capturing the colony, Nicholls became deputy governor of New Amsterdam and the rest of New Netherland and guaranteed colonists' property rights, laws of inheritance, and the enjoyment of religious freedom. New Netherland was renamed New Jersey, after the English Channel island of Jersey at which Charles II of England was proclaimed king in 1649, and New Amsterdam was renamed New York after the Duke of York. Charles II gave the region between New England and Maryland to his brother, the Duke of York, later King James II, as a proprietary colony. Later, James granted the land between the Hudson River and the Delaware River that would become New Jersey to 2 friends who had been loyal to him through the English Civil War, Sir George Carteret and Lord Berkeley of Stratton. The 2 proprietors of New Jersey tried to entice more settlers to New Jersey by granting land to settlers and by passing Concession and Agreement, a document granting religious freedom to all inhabitants of New Jersey. The British Church of England allowed no such religious freedom. In return for land, settlers paid annual fees known as quitrents. The proprietors appointed Philip Carteret as the first governor of New Jersey, who designated Elizabethtown as the colony's capital. However, the 2 proprietors found collecting the quitrents difficult, and on 18 March 1673, Berkeley sold his share of New Jersey to the Quakers. This sale divided the province into East Jersey and West Jersey. The exact border between West and East Jersey generally corresponded to the border between present-day South and North Jersey, and was created by George Keith. However, the line was constantly the subject of disputes. With the 1617-6 Quintipartite Deed, more accurate surveys and maps were made, resulting in the Thornton Line, drawn around 1696, and the Lawrence Line, drawn around 1743, which was adopted as the final line for legal purposes. Many of the colonists of New Jersey became farmers. However, despite the fertility of the soil, farmers were forced to struggle due to the dearth of English money. Some owned slaves or had indentured servants work for them. The majority of the colonists lived in simple log cabins coming from the original Dutch settlers. Since New Jersey was ideally located next to the Atlantic Ocean, colonists farmed, fished, and traded by sea. Transportation was slow and difficult, usually on either foot or horseback. Education came through small religious schools, private academies, or tutors. On 15 April 1702, under the reign of Queen Anne, West and East Jersey were reunited as a royal colony. Edward Hyde, Lord Cornbury, became the first governor of the colony as a royal colony. Lord Cornbury was an ineffective and corrupt ruler, taking bribes and speculating on land, so in 1708 he was recalled to England. New Jersey was then ruled by the governors of New York, but this infuriated the settlers of New Jersey, who accused those governors of favoritism to New York. Judge Lewis Morris led the case for a separate governor, and was appointed governor by King George II in 1738. From 1701 to 1765, New Jersey's border with New York was in dispute, resulting in a series of skirmishes and raids. In 1746, the College of New Jersey, now Princeton University, was founded in Elizabethtown by a group of Great Awakening New Lighters that included Jonathan Dickinson, Aaron Burr Sr., and Peter Vanbrugh Livingston. In 1756, the school moved to Princeton. Section 2. American Revolution. New Jersey was one of the original 13 colonies which joined in the struggle for independence from Great Britain. Many of the New Jersey settlers still felt ties of loyalty to the British crown, and many slaves sided with the British in exchange for freedom. The loyalists included the governor of New Jersey, William Franklin. On 2 July 1776, the first Constitution of New Jersey was drafted, creating a basic framework for the state government. The New Jersey Constitution of 1776 allowed, quote, all inhabitants of this colony of full age who are worth £50 proclamation money, unquote, to vote, including non-whites and widows. Married women could not own property under the common law. The Constitution declared itself temporary and to be void if there was reconciliation with Great Britain. Both political parties in elections mocked the other for relying on petticoat electors for allowing women to vote. Only 2 days after the new Constitution was enacted, on 4 July 1776, the Declaration of Independence was endorsed by 5 representatives from New Jersey. New Jersey is referred to as the crossroads of the Revolution because the British and Continental armies fought at several crucial battles in New Jersey. Throughout the war, 296 engagements occurred in New Jersey, more than any other colony. The 4 major battles fought in New Jersey were the Trenton, Princeton, Monmouth, and Springfield. The battles of Trenton and Princeton are collectively referred to as the 10 Crucial Days because the desperately needed victories at those 2 battles bolstered the morale of the nation. On Christmas night of 1776, the Continental Army, commanded by General George Washington, made the famous crossing of the Delaware River. The scene was immortalized in Emanuel Gottlieb Leutze's painting, Washington Crossing the Delaware, and displayed on the New Jersey State Quarter. The American soldiers surprised the Hessians stationed in Trenton, the majority of whom were asleep or drunk from holiday partying and unprepared for an attack. In the resulting Battle of Trenton, the Continental Army completely surrounded and routed the Hessians. The Americans captured nearly 900 Hessian soldiers in 90 minutes and took supplies that had been for the British Army. After the victory, George Washington led the army back across the Delaware River into Pennsylvania. On 3 January 1777, the Continental Army defeated the British at the Battle of Princeton. British General Charles Cornwallis hoped to engage Washington's army at Trenton after Washington recrossed the Delaware River, resulting in the Second Battle of Trenton. After recapturing Trenton, he ordered charges on fortified defenses at Assunpink Creek. The Americans inflicted heavy casualties on the British from their defenses. Later, the Continental Army slipped past Cornwallis's stalled army and launched an attack on British soldiers stationed at Princeton in the Battle of Princeton. The British at Princeton were forced to surrender. Cornwallis immediately ordered his army to engage the Americans at Princeton, but was prevented by snipers. These victories forced the British to leave New Jersey. In 28 June 1778, the Continental Army under George Washington met a British column under Sir Henry Clinton at the Battle of Monmouth. Washington hoped to surprise and overwhelm the rear of the British Army. General Charles Lee led the American attack on the British rear, but retreated prematurely when the British attempted to flank the Americans. The retreat nearly led to disorder, but Washington managed to rally the troops to withstand 2 British counterattacks, both of which failed. As temperatures increased to over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, many soldiers felt a sunstroke. After the battle, Charles Lee was court-martialed for his poor command. Over 1,000 British casualties were incurred while the Americans lost 452 men. It was during this battle that Molly Pitcher is said to have fought. The last major battle to take place in New Jersey during the Revolutionary War, and for the rest of the history of New Jersey, was the Battle of Springfield. Baron von Knyphausen, the Hessian general, hoped to invade New Jersey and expected support from colonists of New Jersey who were tired of the war. He hoped to secure Hobart Gap, from which he could attack the American headquarters in Morristown. On 23 June 1780, the British attacked soldiers under the command of Nathaniel Green. General Green successfully stopped a two-pronged attack from entrenchments held across the Raritan River, preventing the British invasion. New Jersey ratified and then signed the Articles of Confederation on 26 November 1779. In the summer of 1783, the Continental Congress met in Nassau Hall of Princeton University. It had originally convened in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, but mutinous troops prevented the meeting from taking place. Princeton became the temporary capital for the nation for 4 months. During the brief stay in Princeton, the Continental Congress was informed of the end of the war by the signing of the Treaty of Paris on 3 September 1783. On 18 December 1787, New Jersey became the third state to ratify the Constitution, and on 20 November 1789, New Jersey became the first state in the nation to ratify the Bill of Rights. New Jersey played a major role in creating the structure of the new United States government. When Virginia delegates proposed a plan calling for representation based on the population of each state, the smaller states refused, fearing that with such a plan they would no longer have a say in government affairs. William Patterson, a New Jersey statesman, introduced the New Jersey Plan, by which one vote would be given to each state, providing equal representation within the legislative body. The Great Compromise accepted both plans, creating two separate bodies in the Congress. Section 4. 19th Century. Industrial Revolution. The economy of New Jersey was largely based on agriculture, but crop failures and poor soil plagued the settlers of New Jersey. However, New Jersey eventually funded publications in the early 1850s of accurate agriculture-related surveys through the effort of George H. Cook. The publication of this survey helped to increase the state's involvement in agricultural research and direct support to farmers. As agriculture became a less reliable source of income for New Jerseyans, many began turning toward more industrialized methods. Patterson became the cradle of the Industrial Revolution in America. Energy was harnessed from the 77-foot-high Great Falls of the Passaic River. The city became an important site for mills and other industries. These include the textile, firearms, silk, and railroad locomotive manufacturing industries. As a result of its high silk production, it became nicknamed the Silk City. In 1835, Samuel Colt began producing firearms in the city. The second version of the New Jersey State Constitution was written in 1844. The Constitution provided the right of suffrage only to white males, removing it from all women and men of other races. The right of suffrage has previously been awarded to those groups underneath the original New Jersey State Constitution of 1776. Some of the important components of the second state constitution include the separation of the powers of the executive, legislative, and judicial branches. The new constitution also provided a Bill of Rights. Underneath the constitution, the people had the right to elect the governor. The famous inventor Thomas Edison was born in 1847. Edison worked in Menlo Park and was known as the Wizard of Menlo Park for his many inventions. Over the course of his life, he was granted 1,093 patents. His most famous inventions included the phonograph, the kinetoscope, the stock ticker, the dictaphone, and the tattoo gun. He is also credited with improving the designs of the incandescent light bulb, radio, the telegraph, and the telephone. He started the Motion Picture Patents Company. One of his famous sayings was, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration." The agricultural products from New Jersey usually were transported to larger markets in New York City and Philadelphia, requiring better transportation. The first ocean-going steamboat went from Hoboken, New Jersey, around the southern tip of New Jersey, and ended in Philadelphia. Later, systems of canals were also built, the first of which is called the Morris Canal and ran from Jersey City, New Jersey, on the Hudson River, to Phillipsburg, New Jersey, on the Delaware River. The Delaware and Raritan Canal ran from New Brunswick, New Jersey, on the Raritan River, and ends at Bordentown, New Jersey, on the Delaware River. Locomotion was also improved. Hoboken-born inventor John Stevens built a 10-ton locomotive, and his son started constructing iron railroads. By 1833, the Camden and Amboy Railroad had been completed, allowing a 7-hour passage between Philadelphia and New York City. Through the 1800s, over a dozen companies were operating railroad lines. War and slavery. During the Mexican-American War, a battalion of volunteers from New Jersey in four companies was active from the September of 1847 to July of 1848. Philip Kearny, an officer who led a cavalry unit, followed General Winfield Scott and fought in the Battle of Contreras and the Battle of Churubusco. After the war, Kearny made his home in the state of New Jersey. The Quaker population of New Jersey was especially intolerant of slavery, and New Jersey was a major part of the Underground Railroad. Though New Jersey passed an act for the gradual abolition of slavery in 1804, it wasn't until 1830 that most blacks were free in the state. New Jersey was the last northern state to completely abolish slavery, and by the close of the Civil War, about a dozen African Americans in New Jersey were still apprenticed freedmen. New Jersey at first refused to ratify the constitutional amendments banning slavery. Although no Civil War battles took place within New Jersey, over 88,000 soldiers from New Jersey were part of several infantry and cavalry regiments, and over 6,000 died in the war. In total, 31 regiments were created by New Jersey soldiers during this war. 23,116 of these soldiers served in the Army of the Potomac. Soldiers from New Jersey fought generally in the Eastern Theater of the Civil War. Philip Kearny, an officer from the Mexican-American War, led a brigade of New Jersey regiments under Brigadier General William B. Franklin. Kearny distinguished himself as a brilliant officer during the Peninsula Campaign and was promoted to the position of Major General. New Jersey was one of the few states to vote for Stephen Douglas instead of Abraham Lincoln in the presidential election of 1860. The people of New Jersey also gave its electoral votes to George B. McClellan when he ran for president against Abraham Lincoln in the election of 1864, being the only free state that rejected Lincoln twice. McClellan was later elected governor of New Jersey, serving from 1878 to 1881. Many industrial cities like Paterson, New Jersey, and Camden, New Jersey, grew extremely strong through the duration of the Civil War. They produced many necessities, including clothing and war materials like ammunition. These cities prospered through heavy production even after the end of the war.